Do you need to restate that?
Sorry. Okay, yeah, that took a while. Okay, so it is 7:07. We are 7:08 now. We are re-entering open session. During the closed session, the board voted to approve the MOU between the district and SEIU through June 30th, 2024. There were 4 votes in favor and 0 votes against.
Okay, the next item is the manager's report.
As I was saying, since we don't have any public, did everybody read my report and are there any questions? And then if not, I'll just go over the highlights.
Yes, I read it.
Yep.
What was that again?
I read it.
I have no questions.
No questions.
Just the highlights are fine.
Okay. Well, report writing format, I'm still planning to hold training classes and report writing in February. It got kind of postponed because, unfortunately, I was tested positive for COVID, and so I've been isolating myself and working remotely. I just received a negative COVID test, and so, but I've been, as I said, I've been working remotely and working on the syllabus for the training class. And as I said before, report writing format, it's pertinent because when someone reads a report, it's like you want to give them all the dates and times and report of the incident or occurrence in a manner which the reader feels that they're not just walking into the middle of a movie, or if someone asks you in the middle of a movie, what's happening? So it's important for internal clarification, historical accounts for vendors when there's a dispute, contractor, or specific, and especially for water customers and litigation. So this is one of the reasons why I'm trying to reconfigure the method of how we write reports and when it is necessary. On work orders, Ms. Comparis and I and Ms. Aguilar were working on realigning the different work orders, because right now it's there's just a lot of abbreviation. And we're trying to we have a set number of abbreviation for set incidents and occurrences assign them to a work order number. Work order numbers are basically like a series of numbers that track what we do, whether it's a non-business emergency or during a non-business hour water emergency or a repair or re-re, or if a customer has a complaint about water quality, it keeps track. And once the action and any kind of paperwork and documents is referenced by the work order number, so we can always track and have a record of it. On Outlook, I'm trying to realign that and teach, instruct, or train the district staff, so there's always one location where we can organize and look to see what's going on in the entire district. Right now, if you want to see what's going on with the fuel operation, you got to walk in that office. Water quality and water production, if you want to see what's going on there, well, you know, that individual's in charge of that. He's got all printouts all stuck against the wall. And then I want to know what is going on with billing. Well, then I got to go ask, go into the front office and ask Ellen what's going on. So having an outlook and color coding everything, I think that's a centralized area where we know what is happening and what occurrences is going on in the water district. On the Bonita Avenue water transmission pipeline, on December 8th, the field crew had repaired a band, and they also discovered another coupler upstream on Bonita, and that and these were already fixed, and I have photos of it in my report. And then on Tuesday, around 3:44, and on December 14th, we had a report of no water services at the Southeast Residence on Pecan and Ramona. It was raining, and I took photos of this because I just want to see a simple turning the valve back on when it's raining. It's actually a task. And if you look at these pictures, it took two person pumps and the backhoe to transport all the equipment just to view if the customer side or the district valve was shut off. And Morgan said he feels that it was retaliation from a home that was abandoned and unhoused people were occupying it, and he shut off the water service because they were obtaining water and not paying for it. So something that could be resolved in about 15-20 minutes took us almost 3 hours. December 17th, I received a call about a vehicle versus fire hydrant. Responded there, and apparently, if you look at the photos, it's just from the water flow because a heavy rain undermined it, cement collars on the cement, on the hydrants. So I also directed the field crew to go look at all other infrastructure with cement collars to ensure that the rain didn't undermine them. And there's a current list, and probably within the next couple months we'll be addressing and either backfilling these collars that are that were undermined because of the water flow. We had a small fire on December 28th at well number 2. The Tesla battery shorted the inside control panel, resulting, as I said, a small fire. The fuse that was shorted out were actually were low voltage or low amps for the backlights of production well 2's control panel. So we had test electricity come out, and they cleaned it up, and they disconnected the backlights for the control panel. And as I said, with flashlights and the, as long as there's power in the pump house, we can pretty much see, you know, all the gauges and we don't really need backlit. If you look at the photos, Alan, you can see that. What's that?
Go ahead.
Oh, if you look at the pictures, I highlighted the fuse box that was burnt, and And if you look at the gray and brown, orange and green wires, those are from the back the backup battery. So there's pretty high voltage. Okay, did you have something, Chairman Link?
No.
Okay.
No, I was just trying to put a word in your mouth. You were trying to figure out. The thing is, though, something else caused that. In the respect of when you look at a fuse is designed and a circuit breaker is only to protect the wire. So something else contributed to that. I'm trying to get a blow the picture up so I could look at it. It's not... It's a grainy picture on my part here.
Right.
But there's got to be a root cause, because if you had a 2-amp fuse and you melted the wire on the bottom or the wire on the top?
The wire was melted from the bottom.
Okay.
Which receives power from the batteries.
No, but I'm looking at the little fuse panel. You said it's a 2-amp.
Correct.
Right? So
right.
2 amps is basically almost nothing. And for it to burn that wire, it was probably loose in the connection or something, but maybe the next time somebody comes out, you have a service done to make sure all the connections are tight on everything and stuff. So just my thoughts.
Okay. Production well one. The last phase is chlorinating the well shaft. The president, Keith, told me that he was reluctant to work with Krieger and Stewart. And so I advised him that, well, at this point, Krieger and Stewart would not be involved, and we'll just have personnel there, and we'll disinfect the well shaft. And also, I would like for all the involved parties, which is Test Electricity and Keith, one of his pump people that are there when we restart the well, to due to flushing, in case something happens, then I have all the players there to immediately repair or assist the issue. And we're probably looking at maybe 2 or 3 weeks to dose the well, and then we'll wait 48 hours and then I'll have everybody there when we pump to the wastewater, the waste pond. Any questions about that?
No.
On December 12th, as instructed by the board, I voted yes to approve the GSP, and that went smoothly. And yesterday, actually it was today, we met with the county and the county of Riverside, and their representative decided, or actually told us that she tested positive for COVID, so virtual walkthrough was provided for her, and she was pleased with that. And she also sent a Riverside County employee to replace all the padlocks with the, and we were able to retrieve our own padlocks. So effective February 1st, We're no longer going to pay the $500 a month rent to the county of Riverside. And we've been completely, we are now completely moved into the pecan yard. I think my last comment is my, you know, whether it's me or someone else, I think it's pertinent to always be up between 10 p.m. to midnight to ensure each production well is activated and begins pumping as remotely pre-programmed. As I said, at this time, for some reason, Thursday evening and Sunday evening, it seems that whatever preset settings, the wells are not, seems to not obeying these commands, and I don't know why. It's started about maybe 4 months ago, 6 months ago, and the reason why is I just want to ensure that, you know, we meet the demand for the following day, you know, the water usage, and there's sufficient surplus for fire production protection. And so that's one of the reasons why not only me, but somebody needs to stay up between 2200 at 10 p.m. to midnight to remotely ensure that these wells are operating before or take corrective actions either remotely or respond physically to any problem wells that are well facilities that have an issue. So, is there any questions from the board about any of these issues or items that I talked about?
I have
this
none.
This is Sarah. Oh, go ahead, Robert.
No, I said I don't have any questions at this point.
I just had one comment about where you're planning to use Outlook. I'm wondering if you guys obtained Microsoft Teams. If that came in with your new Windows on your guys' computer, because there's a lot of Project-D type stuff within Teams that might be something to, it's just maybe a different option to look at.
I think that we had discussed that, and Ms. Aguilar, could you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was the cost that's why we're still using free conference. Is that a correct statement?
No, not for. No. I was talking about where you're using Outlook for tracking things. I think in Microsoft Teams, I believe you guys got that package. If you're utilizing it, it has a lot of project-y type stuff, a little bit more than Outlook does.
I'll look into it. I don't know if there's not an extra cost or something, if there's no extra cost, then that might be something we could look into. But I'll look into seeing if there is any extra cost with that or if it's included in what we have.
Because right now with Microsoft Office, I don't know. I don't think Microsoft Word is also included into it.
It wasn't. Yeah, I was referring to Teams, but
Yeah. But we'll look into it. Ms. Aguilar, could you make a note of that so we can bring that up at the next manager meeting?
Yes, of course.
Well, are you using Microsoft 365?
No, I think we're on at the old. Or is it? Or is it
Microsoft 365?
We have Outlook, Excel, Word. I don't know if it's if that's the same.
No, it's not. Basically, what Microsoft has done is says you can't buy Office products anymore. You have to subscribe. So eventually you're going to have to convert over to Office 365. Mm-hmm. That's where you're going with that, isn't it, Sarah? Hello? Who just left?
You might have tried to unmute. I know that's happened to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Microsoft Office Team is part of Microsoft Office 365. What has happened is all the old programs now, like, I don't know what Windows you're using now, but once we upgrade to the next version of Windows on all the computers, you're going to start losing the ability to use Office, the old system Office, where Outlook is. So we're going to need to look at the migration to Office 365 no matter what, and the Teams formatting also. Isn't that where you're going with that, Sarah?
Yeah, so I hung up the phone and I tried to get off mute. Got off from. With Teams, it's more of working within the project. So I know you guys have just got a new update, so I didn't know if that's coming along with the new Windows machines. I'm just saying there's some pretty neat project tracking abilities built into there. I mean, I'm all for the shared Outlook calendar. I think that's a great idea. There might just be a little bit more functionality within the Microsoft Teams app.
Right, and they'll end up stop supporting Outlook eventually when they go to the Teams probably also, and we have to be aware of that, I would think.
I don't think Outlook's going anywhere for a while, but
okay.
Maybe Outlook Express might be, but maybe not Outlook altogether. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. So we've done closed session, we've done open session, we've done everything. So we have public comment, manager's comments. Oh,
nope.
I do have a question. Go ahead.
What? The meeting? Report for the meeting?
The path.
By
I didn't see
the
it on there.
Water alliance?
I didn't see it on there.
Sorry. I removed it. No, I had removed it, I think, last month.
It was
month
on the bottom.
Did not add it back on.
Yeah, I saw
it. Oh, it was on the bottom of mine.
Oh.
I just wanted to say that there's not been a meeting since November 3rd. They keep canceling and rescheduling the meetings, and the meeting is actually tomorrow at 5 p.m. So
okay.
I have nothing to report on that until after tomorrow. But our collaborative agencies meeting we had on January 5th, just a couple of things. They're going to be opening up 2nd Street to meet with Pennsylvania to relieve traffic from 1st Street in Pennsylvania. So that area is going to be opened up just a little bit more. And the redistricting for Riverside County did go through. Cabazon did make it back into District 5. We almost were moved to District 4. If you're interested, you can find the map at rivco.org, and I believe it's map F, as in Frank. We did lose Whitewater. They're no longer part of our district, but we did gain Saboba, which both of them kind of work for Cabazon, because when something comes up, Cabazon and Whitewater are always the most need for funds from Riverside County. And we no longer have Whitewater in Riverside County, and Morongo and Saboba don't really ask for the funding for that. So Cabazon will probably receive more funding from Riverside County now. And then the mayor's... Yeah, because they had to do the redistricting because of the population. And then the mayor's breakfasts are back on. I'm sorry, go ahead.
So they moved Whitewater out of our district. They're still in Riverside County, but they're in the district that's
District
right.
4,
Palm Springs. Yeah, okay.
Right, we have five. It's broken up into five different areas for Riverside County.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if anybody's interested, the MAC is going to need another board member also. But, yeah, So that's all that I have to report on the collaborative agencies meeting. The next meeting will be March 2nd.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Who's leaving the map?
Janet. She's Whitewater.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the heads up and the information. I do have a question on what about signing checks?
That's on my list to ask also.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up as well. I'm a little lonely.
Yeah. So right now we just have Wargo and the FAC. So, and then the Alan Davis, if he does get appointed, if nobody else applies within now until the next meeting.
Real quick, I did hear through the grapevine that Jeff Hewitt did recommend somebody also.
Okay.
So I believe we have Alan Davis and one other person with the county waiting.
Okay. Okay, I haven't heard anything about that.
So what are we waiting for on that?
I do have a discussion with someone from the registrar. We're going to schedule a teleconference, so I'll know more after that. Perhaps that's what it's about.
Okay. Now, what I meant by check signing is, did you need somebody to come and sign checks?
Yes. Sarah came yesterday. I need somebody else to come in. I don't know if you got the message that I left on your phone, and then I hadn't been in the office today, so I didn't have a chance to call anybody else.
Okay. If you left a message, I got calls, but I didn't recognize the numbers, so I ignored them.
Okay.
I'll swing by tomorrow.
Okay.
If you can't swing by tomorrow, I have to do my charity loads tomorrow, and I can stop by there.
Okay. I'll connect with you, and one of us will stop by. Okay. Anything else? Agenda items for next meeting?
Are we waiting for the new director before we reassign?
At this point, I think it would be fair to do that.
Okay.
Do you have any objections?
No, I just wanted to clarify.
Okay. All right. So any future agenda items from board members, management, public? Okay, I need a motion to, the next meeting is February 15th for the finance and audit workshop, also the regular board meeting, and then the PASS Water Alliance says tomorrow, that's where you're going tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's Zoom.
Okay, please keep us posted.
I will.
All right.
I do know that they're having an engineering workshop during the meeting tomorrow.
A what workshop?
An engineering workshop during the meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Need a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I second it.
All right, motion to adjourn at 7:37 p.m. on January 25th, 2022, made by Director Moore, second by Director Tincher. Director Tincher?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
And Director Link?
Aye. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a wonderful evening.
Have a good night.
We will see you all soon. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night.